pierwsze. Have a guess. Percentage, let's say 1%, right? That's for the text. This works with rhymes and playing with the words. So there are a lot of words here that look like with a little bit different or spelling a thing like that. Because in Arabic language, when they talk about the rhyme, the form plays a role over there. So the mistakes will be more. Then this is you and your computer. Let's go back 700 years ago. And the guy who is copying it from a handwriting to another handwriting. What will happen then? Then another handwriting. Then there is some other thing, which is a dot. And the alphabet you have, you don't have such a thing. Yes, you have it, and it's very important. Sometimes if you do mistakes, it will be catastrophic. When you're transferring money, if you forget about that little dot, suddenly $85.20 will become $8,500-something. That's only there in one place. In our language, the alphabet, we're using in Persian, dots plays a lot of roles. And it's really a dot. Means, when the book gets old, if by accident a fly has been delivering something there, that will be a dot. And next copier will copy it. And one dot will change a lot over there. Because one little dot will change the Z, R, R to a Z. See what will happen? Then there's something else. This handwriting stuff. Handwriting stuff, the calligraphy is more complicated than the English one. Because for English calligraphy, you have forms, right? There are fixed forms one could learn how to elaborate a shape of L. Another word. L is that. With this calligraphy, it's complicated. Another story. It's so complicated and so amazing that the Iranians, especially Arabs, they have a lot of difficulties with this. Why? First of all, because they have created a shorthand. This is Iranians, they did it. With shorthand, as you see when they write this Arabic language, the alphabets, they don't attach to each other that often. There are some of these characters that will be detached no matter what. So in writing, you do always this. Right? You take off your hand. If you want to do it faster, do not take the pen off. So you could write things like this. If you want to have a real understanding of this stuff, should know how it works. Let's say, this is D-A-R, dar, means the hanging pole, right? And if I don't want to take off my hand, it will become like this. Then, because I just continuously, when I finish the first one, I go up for the second one. Then I come here for the third one. And I can read this. See what will happen with the language then? There are words that will keep repeating itself, like have, happened, and things like that. The main word, one of the most famous verb in Persian language is should. It means it happened, it actually was created, or the work was done. And that is something like this, which is very difficult to write. How about this one? It's easier, right? And that's the letter N. Because letter N never happens to be independently there. When I'm writing, whenever you see that one, you understand this is should. They took it to one extreme over there, one extreme over here. And this language was absorbed by different countries. Different countries, they changed the language, even the alphabet. Because it was coming from Holy Book, period. That was the Islamic Empire. So everybody learned this. They influenced each other. Now, you could find 5,000 copies of Masnavi between 700 up to, let's say, 500 years ago. None of them look alike. It's so big that the possibility of being really correct is really minimal. Right? So, that's one. There is some other thing. When you talk about rhyme, you talk about something that will happen in your mind before you write it down. And sometimes, maybe you find one other word rhymes better. Unknowingly, you will write it down. And sometimes you doubt that the last copy did it right or wrong. Knowingly or unknowingly, you will add something to it. This is the story. The book I was used to bring here, the one in Farsi, was collected by a man who was not educated. He was a bookseller in the old bazaar. He had collected good copies and he put it all together. Checked it with Nicholson, and the verses that the Nicholson doesn't have is marked over there. That this is double, or it happened in here, or Nicholson doesn't believe this belongs to the text. Right? So these are the sources of differences. You understand the differences. And if you want to study literature and have even a PhD in Persian literature, it's a very good subject. Because you go through it, you will find something, maybe even you invent or imagine something. You have something to say, because they are all dead, and you could say whatever you want. Then this one. This one we know how it happened. These are educated fellows, the new guys, they are alive. And they have a scientific tendency, and they believe in the work of Nicholson. They appreciate it. So they got the Nicholson version. But even Nicholson version is not one copy. Did you know that? Nicholson, while finishing the book, the first chapter, the first book, first of three will come out, will print it. And the guy is still working on it. And he will find something that he doesn't like. Later, after finishing the book, he will publish a commentary. In the commentary he will say, I prefer this version. But it is printed. Sorry about that. Or, I prefer this one like this. They have read that and they applied it. Therefore, the Nicholson version here is the old version of Nicholson, the original one, plus the commentary he wrote later. Those are applied. About 100%, I don't know. It's impossible. Because some of them will make a matter of choice. Matter of choice because of the vastness of the language. Language has no barriers, really. For whatever you could find so many different words. I tell you why, because you have the old Persian archaic one, you could use, even invent, make the words in that old language. Then you have the Arab language here, and you have the Turkish, and you have even the basis of Greek language in here. You could use the word Greek word. There are Greek words that the Iranians use that they don't know even it is Greek. They'll be offended if you tell them that what you call soap is the Greek word, sabun. But for them it's not, because that's how the language works. You could accept different